You're listening to SBS News.
2 years after being convicted over the rorting of the state-owned fund known as 1MDB, Najib Razak has started serving a 12-year sentence. The 69-year-old was found guilty in July 2020 of abuse of power, criminal breach of trust and money laundering for allegedly raiding millions of dollars from the fund. He'd been on bail during his appeal. And outside the court, shortly before the ruling was handed down, Najib maintained his innocence.
First, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up and showing me your support. I have tried with all that I can, but everything I proposed to the court is rejected. I did not get my justice and I didn't get a fair trial based on its principles.
His defence team had argued Najib believed the funds in his accounts were donated by the Saudi royal family rather than stolen from the state fund. But the federal court found the appeal was devoid of any merits. His lawyer expressed disappointment.
Of course, we are very sad because we lost the appeal. I only say that we seek comfort and solace in the words of a great Indian jurist who said that the Almighty alone can dispense perfect justice. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Others outside the court were anything but disappointed.
From the bottom of my heart, kira happy lah, kira justice lah dekat.
From the bottom of my heart, I'm happy justice is served, and he deserved it.
Prosecutors say more than $4 billion was stolen from 1MDB, which was co-founded by Najib during his first year as Prime Minister in 2009. The former Prime Minister faces several trials over the scandal. His wife, Rosma Mansour, also faces money laundering and tax evasion charges. She's pleaded not guilty. Greg Dyett, SBS News.